On the show right now, Jacoby Shaddix with Papa Roach.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Thanks for calling.
Good, man. I'm just having a freaking great time on tour.
Awesome. We're very excited that you're playing the Oakdale Theater, which is a small venue for you guys, an intimate performance Saturday the 16th. Are you going to change your set list for that?
Oh, absolutely, man. We're going to bring back some deep cuts, some classics, and build up just a full headline show for that night.
How do you go about picking the set list?
Oh, it's a battle, to be honest, between all the guys. And, you know, I like to play the classics. I like to play the hits. And so we're definitely bringing those. And then it's just a crapshoot after that. It's like, all right, guys, what do we want to do tonight? You know, which old school track can we bring back? And
I like that you play the hits because the fans want to hear the hits.
They do.
Carrie, who's a Tribe member, wanted to know, is Broken Home on the set list? She says, I've seen them 7 times and they've never performed it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Well, guess what? She's in luck. We're putting it in the set that night. So
nice.
Are you really?
Yeah.
See?
Ha. Yeah, we really are.
Should be so excited.
That's cool. We started putting that one back in the set on our last European headliner this last summer, and it went over great.
First of all, you hadn't come here. Last year was the first year since like 2015. So thank you.
It's been a minute.
Thanks for coming back.
It was in Hartford. God, I forgot the name of the
Xfinity?
Place. No, it's like a small theater.
Oh, no. You were in Bridgeport, but it's called the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
That's what it is.
You were there last year.
Nice.
Yeah, we've had some throwdowns at that one and had some just great times at that venue.
Congrats on Cut the Line hitting number one on the Billboard.
Oh, yeah, we're super grateful for that. You know, it's you never know what a track is going to do, you know, when it comes to getting on the mainstream and will the people connect with it? Will they feel the song? Will they react to it? We're passionate about songwriting. We're still not done telling our story creatively. It's really fulfilling to be straight with you.
Where were you the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
Oh, man. So I was on I-5 going from Sacramento to L.A. to go do a showcase in L.A. Our song came on the radio, and we pulled over and all got out of the van and just flipped out and started dancing around and going crazy on the side of the freeway. And yeah, it was a moment.
How long was it between that moment and to the time you were on stage at Ozfest?
So that would be a year later.
Wow.
We were on stage at Ozfest.
Wow.
It's a nice turnaround.
That's awesome.
That's quick.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
awesome.
I mean, honestly, the first time Last Resort was played on the radio, it took off. It was like wildfire, and it was one of the biggest songs of the year. Honestly, one of the biggest songs of the genre of new metal music. 20 plus years later, it still means something.
Yeah,
it's still
it
real.
Really does.
It does.
It's just as fresh today.
Transcends the ages.
Yeah, it trips me out. I'm so grateful to have a timeless rock track like that in our catalog. It is pretty awesome.
We're talking to Jacoby Shaddix, Papa Roach, playing the Oakdale Saturday, September 16th. That song was written about your friend, but also matched kind of your life circumstances later.
I think a lot of people kind of go through moments where they question things. God, I know the struggle. I know the darkness, right? And so my heart goes out to anybody that's going through that. The reality is I reached out for help. I put the bottle down. I realized what was dragging me to the bottom of myself, you know? So there's a way out, man. You just got to be willing to take a step and change, you know? Change is hard. I know it is, but it's so worth it, man.
So let's go back to this when you were on Ozfest. You got close to Connecticut. You were in New Jersey, and you caught, I don't want to say caused a riot, but let's call it.
You're bringing up all my old stuff.
let's call it a ruckus.
Right. A ruckus. Ruckus sounds classic.
It was a ruckus.
I've been known to raise a ruckus.
It was a ruckus.
And yeah, so what happened there?
I incited a riot at this venue, and they were just destroying the place and tearing the place apart, and I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world, you know? And I soon realized that was not the thing to do. I was arrested, detained by the cops, had to pay a big fine.
Ooh.
I was banned from the venue for years. I have since played there again.
Cool.
Did they watch you funny?
yeah, I'm watching you.
Yeah, dealing with the cops was a piece of cake versus dealing with Mrs. Sharon Osbourne.
Oh.
She tore me a new one. Oh. But honestly, it was a lesson. It was a lesson that I needed, you know, because she was like, hey, you're in a successful band now, and all eyes are on you. And every time you screw up, it's going to cost you, you know, and you don't want to destroy this opportunity you got in front of you. And I learned a valuable lesson. You know, Sharon Osbourne tore me a new one.
Did you pee yourself a little?
Probably a little bit.
Okay.
I probably squirted in my pants a little bit.
For God's sake, did you cause a ruckus?
That sounds about right.
Mr. Roach.
Right. You little cockroach. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I will squash you like the bug you are.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get her bad side.
I love your story, yeah, man. Point. It's a great story. It's, you know, there's a tough part. It's like a really good movie. There's a tough part in the middle, but yeah. You come back and now you're back on top, man.
Happy
I love
ending.
It.
Oh, thank you, man. I, you know, it's been a wild ride. Had a lot of highs, a lot of lows. You know, I'm grateful the band is. We're a band of brothers. You know what I mean?
We can't wait to see you Saturday. And I want to apologize in advance.
Oh.
we're sending a group of listeners to meet you guys.
Oh,
but some of them are going to be able to raid your merch booth,
right?
So, oh yeah,
yeah. we'll feed them first. Just don't put your hands to their mouths.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, man. We're really looking forward to the show at Oakdale, September 16th, and congratulations on all your success
and continued success.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, man. I look forward to rocking that Oakdale Theater, and I'll see you guys then, man. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Ow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.